Scare him twanged the taut line with a carefree paw.
Oh, don't get your rudder in an uproar, old chap. I expect the jolly old shark's enjoying this as much as I am, what? Ha, you two are just jealous. I was the one who jolly well caught the fish. Anyhow, I bet we get to where we're going a blinking sight faster than we would twiddling the tiller and tweaking those sail ropes. Our friend the shark will get worn out, you'll see. Then all we do is pop the blighter aboard for dinner.
Sagax clung to the stern seat, blinking spray from his eyes. Though he hated to admit it, he was actually enjoying the sensation of speed, never having travelled at such a rate in all his life. The young badger tried to calm his otter friend.
Maybe Scarum's right. No real need to panic, is there?
Kruver's head banged the forward mast pole as they shot sideways onto a choppy wave. Ignoring the pain, he yelled furiously.
I'm surprised at you, mate! That shark could turn any moment and smash this vessel to splinters, or it could suddenly dive and pull us all down with it. Ha! Wait till it gets tired, then pop him aboard for dinner. Don't listen to that fool. If we pulled a live shark aboard without a weapon between us, we'd be the dinner. It'd eat us alive.
The danger they were in suddenly hit Scarum. His jaw dropped.
Oh, Corks! We're in a bit of a blooming fix, what? It's all your fault, Sagax. You should have let me have a snack instead of making me fish for it. What do we do now, chaps?
The shark made the decision for them by slacking off for a moment, then going into a dive. The stop dog's stern began to lift clear of the water. Kruver had surmised right. They were beginning to be pulled under.
Eulalia!
Scarum made a dive for the rope which was attached to the great sea beast. Frantically, he bared his teeth and savagely tore at the rope fibres like some sort of mad creature. Sagax and Kruver could only sit flabbergasted at the sight of their friend, suddenly gone wild, roaring as he chomped away.
You flippin' foul fish! Chum, chum, chum! You ain't pulling us down to the blinking bottom! Grat, grat! Can't have my ma blabbering herself to death! Grat, chum, chum! Grat! Go and find your own dreaded dinner!
Curling and twirling, the rope strands began to part. Scarum's jaws began going 50 to the dozen, his large white buck teeth moving like a blare as he attacked the fraying fibres. Finally, there was a loud twang as the rope snapped. All three were thrown flat. The stop dog splashed down onto an even keel. Kruver was first up. He dashed over to Scarum, who was lying face down on the bow seat, and pounded his back delightedly.
Shipmate! Stiffen me rudder! I never seen anything like that afore! 'Twas tremendous!
Still with his head hard against seat timbers, face down, the young hare called out in a strange language.
No! Get off! No, Dogak!